Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Captain Paul Hazy joins us on today's program to talk about snow emergencies in the city of Pella and the upcoming step traffic enforcement wave ahead of the Christmas and New Year's holiday.
And I understand the Pella Police Department and Pella Public Works Department are in close contact through every snow event to determine when they need to have city streets cleared to help clear snow and ice from the roadways. For our listeners who don't know, what are the general rules about our snow emergency ordinance here in the city of Pella?
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, the snow emergency ordinance does go into effect whenever it's put into effect by Public Works. And really, that's a partnership between the Public Works Department and the Pella Police Department to make it easier for the Public Works to clear those streets. So when that ordinance is put into effect, what that means is that you cannot park your vehicle on the city street or park your vehicle in city parking lots until that ordinance is lifted. One of the real major issues that we run into is that the plows are able to clear a portion of that road or part of that road, and then people will begin to park there, which really generally takes a couple of passes and to really clean that road and make it curb to curb. So again, we really just encourage people, once that ordinance is in effect, do not park on the street or in those city lots until that ordinance is lifted.
Well, another piece of this too that people may not know, especially in my case, I'm a newer homeowner. Now, I don't have a public sidewalk in my way, but it's important to keep public right-of-way clear and public sidewalks clear. And as I understand, there's about 24 hours that residents have, whether they pay someone or do it themselves, to make sure that if they have a public sidewalk and any sort of public access to their property, that it needs to be cleared of snow and ice.
That is correct as well. Public sidewalks also do need to be cleared following that snow event. So again, you know, we just can't stress it enough that really it's not, we don't enjoy writing those tickets, but we really, it's so that we can have a safe road, that we can get them cleared as quickly as possible and people can move about throughout the city safely. And again, those sidewalks is the same way for kids that are walking to meet the bus or whatever it may be. Snow and ice both need to be removed from those public sidewalks as well.
Well, and not only is it important to have a snow ordinance, but to communicate it. And I know that for many years, we do everything we can on 92.1 KRLS to get the word out about that. There are multiple avenues, though, if people need to want to know about a snow ordinance. I guess there's no missing opportunity to be notified. It's important to make sure that all residents in the city have a way to know if there is a snow ordinance in effect or not.
Absolutely. We still rely on KRLS to put that information out, but there are other avenues. You can sign up for city alerts via the City of Pella website. That's www.cityofpella.com, and you can sign up for alerts to be notified when a snow ordinance goes into effect. Also on the Pella Police Department Facebook page and through all media outlets, we send that out for to notify the community. And really, we just encourage the community, anytime there is a measurable amount of snow or ice or whatever it may be, to check those things. And we will give notice that the ordinance is going to go into effect, and just pay attention when we do have those snow incidents to make sure that you can get your vehicles off the roadway.
Well, and to kick off the real winter season, and I'm not sure what the forecast looks like, but oftentimes this is a time when the Pella Police Department partners with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau for another one of the STEP extra enforcement waves. And I know that this year, holiday travel and holiday gatherings aren't necessarily as recommended as they are in years past, but it's still important for anyone who's on the roadway, Paul, to be safe, to wear their seatbelt, and not drink and drive.
Absolutely. The Pella Police Department does partner with the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau in the upcoming STEP wave, which will run through Christmas and through New Year's as well. So again, if you're out there traveling, we know that the holidays bring about holiday parties and a lot of travel. So those two things add a lot of motorists on the roadway. So for the holiday parties, we certainly encourage you to not drink and drive. Use a designated driver. Use a rideshare group or find an alternate ride if you have been drinking. As far as travel around the holidays, again, it's watching that speed, making sure that you're traveling at the speed limit. wearing your seatbelt and being cautious of other people on the roadway. Put down the cell phones and those other distractions in the vehicle as well. We just want everybody to have a safe and happy holiday season. And really that starts with you being able to arrive at those events or things that you may be going to.
Once again, that was Pella Police Captain Paul Hazy. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.